First off, John, I suppose, what state is the squad in the Knox injuries, niggles, Hinden, Florida?
We've a couple of niggles. You have Gerald Morris, he was a knock. He got one there in the second half from a challenge there from Chris Shields. So he's being monitored at the moment. Kevin O'Connor's got a slight knock. So he's another one. And Connor Mack's hamstring is just out of his touch as well. So they'll all be monitored over the next few days.
How are you feeling after the President's Cup defeat? I mean, the second half performance was far better than the first, so you must be happy with that.
It was. I thought we played well in the second half, to be fair. Showed a good reaction after going two down before half time, and thought they came out and played well, and unlucky probably not to get a draw from it, to be honest. But look, you take the positives from that anyway, and going to bring them into this week, hopefully.
Is that kind of a good marker of where you're at heading into the season, you think?
Yeah, look, it's always a good gauge. It's always a great game to have. As you know, they're never friendlies anyway, so it's a great game to have before you go into the actual league. So, as you say, marker, even fitness-wise, see where fellas are at. And look, you'd learn a lot from it, to be honest, yeah.
What are you expecting from Pat's now,
Friday? Well, they signed a lot of players. They have a big squad now. Harry Kenny gone in, obviously, he's done a great job at Bray. Signed some good players. Chris Forrester back, McCabe from Sligo, Mikey Jernan from Sligo. So I would think with the players they've signed and the squad they have, I would think they'd be expected to be challenging this year. So be a tough game, no doubt.
When it is such a tough game to start with, is it the case that calling to be a good result?
No, look, at the end of the day, you always go to win games. We started up there last year as well, and we got a great win. Kieran Sadler from a corner, the third one. So, look, you always go to win every game. That's what we'll always set out to try and win every game, and look, hopefully that's what we'll do Friday, but that's what we'll set out to do, definitely, anyway.
And last Saturday, it was four at the back after three at the back. Sure, a lot of pre-season, has the three at the back idea been shelved for a while?
No, it could be two at the back Friday, who knows. So, no, it's just, look, it's good options to have. It's something we would have worked on, and look, no doubt other teams would do the same. They'd work on different systems, so we would have worked on many different systems, even outside of those two. So, look, we always gauge who we're playing at the weekend and what players are available to see what would suit. So it's just good to have the options.
And in terms of options, the city Twitter account this morning kind of mentioned a new signing with Ben DeWay. Can you give us any more details?
No, unless Ian is signing himself, I don't know. But
you're not that stuck, are you?
No. Hopefully not yet, anyway. No, I wouldn't be giving you any information on that. No, that's not for me to release. That's for whoever's doing the account to release when it's due to be released.
Will there be a number of changes, John, for Friday compared to last Saturday's Peasants Cup final?
A lot will depend on it, as I mentioned earlier, about fellas who are changing or who are struggling at the minute, and obviously fellas are training well and everyone's been training well since we've come back. So we're off now tomorrow, we're back in Thursday, so it'll depend on who's available. And look, lads have been training well and everyone's chomping at the bit to get in, and you can understand why, because we've got a good squad and a lot of good players. So look, we've no doubt who we do put in, that they'll do the job that's been asked of them anyway.
Important, obviously, to start well. John, it was a very slow start for me on Saturday night. You're too long at half time, obviously, it's important.
Yeah, we didn't start well, as everyone knows. And look, as I said, I thought the boys gave a good reaction in the second half and came out and played well. And look, it's always important to get a good start in the league and try and get a bit of momentum. So, as I said, we'd be hoping for a good start next Friday. But look, we have to be ready and be at it, because we've no doubt it'll be a difficult game up there.
Yeah, I know it's a cliche, like, but people say if Shotton Grounds are a tough place to go and win, it's genuine. We'll be like Pat's. Expected to be challenging this year.
Absolutely, and as I said earlier, they've signed a lot of players and they have a big squad, so I think they should be expecting to be challenging. I think with the players they've signed, and no doubt Harry Kenny will do another good job there, so it will. And first game of the season, you just don't know either. So as I said, we got a great win there last year, so look, if we got something like that again, we'd take that now anyway.
Yeah, obviously yourself and John and the staff would set goals and targets for the new year. Like, what kind of goals generally would we be looking at this year?
To win Friday. That would be it, I would say. You know, like, thing is, if you start saying, oh, sure, oh, with the first series of games, we get this. No, we just, it's Friday to Friday, to be honest. Because then you start dropping points, you start looking too far ahead. So this week, we're just focused on Friday, and that's what we'll do. And then after this week, we'll focus on the next game. So I know that's a cliche too, but that's the truth, to be honest. So that's the way we'll approach it.
What type of game are you expecting against him, John?
Should be a good game, I think. Look, it's always the pitch is always good up there. They're always, last few years, played a lot of football, and they always seem to play that way. So and they seem to have continued that through pre-season. So I'd be expecting a good game, and look, our lads are looking forward to it. So we'd be hoping we go up there and play well, and hopefully get a positive result.
It's been Dundalk City the last four years now. Do you expect it to be more open this year?
It should be, to be honest, but I think that's up to the other clubs that are chasing. It's up to them to up their game. You have the likes of Shamrock Rovers, who've signed a lot of players too over the last couple of years and signed some good players in the off-season, so it's up to them to challenge. It's up to St. Pat's to challenge, and you've other, like Derry, all these Sligo, all these clubs with new managers, it's up to them to up their game and get to the levels that have been set over the last 4 or 5 years. So all we can do is keep doing what we're doing, and as I said, look, it's up to other teams to get to the level that's been set.
And is there a different pressure, a different motivation this year, given, we'd say, last year you went into season as champion, this season, like, is there a different hunger or desire?
No, we'd always have the same hunger. Look, all of you know John is a very driven man, and everyone is the same here, and John leads that. So no, we'll have the same hunger. We wouldn't have set any targets as such, but we'll be going Friday as hungry as we were last year, or as hungry we were the year before when we hadn't won a league. So like, we lost the league last year, fair enough, but this year we'll be going out to compete again, and hopefully that'll start on Friday night.
John, with the cut back in the budget now, then the players gone, and all the spells coming, do you think it's going to be a more tricky season this year to get into the top four?
No, I wouldn't. Look, it's a
bigger challenge for you to kind of do it.
No, look, we still have a lot of good players in that dressing room. We've signed a lot of good players too. So, look, we just work with what we got, and we're happy with what we got, and we wouldn't swap a lot of the lads for anyone else, to be honest. There's a lot of local lads, and a lot of lads like Carol Shepherd, Conor McCormack, lads who've been here a long time as well. And look, they're great lads and great players, to be fair. And a lot of those lads have a lot of medals in their pockets now as well at this stage. So, look, we've no doubt they'll. They're looking forward to the challenge as well.
John, I mean, obviously some of the new boys have been, like, obviously Darryl O'Connor, but he's always potential at UCD, you know. He looks like he had a bit of a gym there.
Yeah, hopefully. He did great last week in the second half against Dundalk in the President's Cup. So, look, he's still a young lad. Wouldn't be putting too much pressure on him now, to be fair. He's still only 21. And he's a great lad, fit lad. And, look, we'd be helping him any way we can, and hopefully he can continue it. But as I said, look, we wouldn't be putting any added pressure on him, do you know what I mean? So that's just the way it is, and it's up to the senior players to help him too as well as when he's on the pitch. So look, he's a good lad, and look, there's a lot of other good players that have come in as well, so look, we'll be everyone has to play their part.
Yeah, John, actually, just a note at a couple minutes ago, at the end of the season there's going to be a new game. I think the winners of the Premier Division will play the winners of the Premier Division in Northern Ireland. Is that something that would you welcome
on your own? Oh, yeah, look, it's another game, there'd be another competitive game. Do you know what I mean? If we were lucky enough to be in that position, we'd be going up there to win a game of that. So, look, it creates a bit of interest, which is what you want, and you want a bit of interest around the league as well. So, it's never a bad thing, I wouldn't think, once there's a bit of promotion for the league.
Yeah. And just the game for the league, you know. The fact that obviously a new manager in there, Harry Kenny, there's obviously a lot of good signings, they're really excitement, you know. Is it a case maybe just that maybe kind of weathering the storm, or will it be kind of the longer you can keep them goalless, you know?
No, as I said earlier, we'll be going up there to win the game and play our own game and stamp our authority on the game as such. But look, I've no doubt if we go up there and play our game and carry on what we did in the second half the other night, hopefully we'll come up with a positive result. But as I said, there's a lot of pressure on Pats too, I would think, with the players they've signed, and as I mentioned earlier, it's up to clubs like that to up their level to try and get to where the bar has been set for the last few years. But we won't underestimate anyone anyway. That's, you know, we'll concentrate on Friday, and that's the main thing.
Yeah,